figures in the energy efficiency industry. This is Stan Price, the Executive Director of the Northwest Energy Efficiency Council, and I'm pleased today to be joined by Glenn Garland, who's the Chief Executive Officer of Clear Result. Clear Result helps utilities, businesses, and individuals make the wise use of energy a way of life. They're headquartered in Austin, Texas, with offices in more than 40 cities in the U.S. and Canada. Clear Result designs, markets, and implements energy efficiency programs around the globe. Glenn founded Clear Result in 2005 after nearly 20 years in the energy efficiency industry, from managing energy efficiency programs to consulting for regulators and utilities. Glenn is a pioneer in understanding and addressing the unique challenges facing the industry. Glenn, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
I'm so glad you would take the time. Let me start out with a general question. You are a longtime veteran in the energy efficiency industry, and wondering if you'd just talk to us a little bit about what you think have been the most dramatic changes that you've seen in our industry over the last 5 years.
Over the last 5 years, there's been a steady uptick in energy efficiency and in utilities realizing that it can accomplish more than just regulatory objectives that they may have. We've seen a lot of interest from utilities in improving the relationships they have with customers, sincerely get interested in how they help customers manage their costs of energy. And I think that's been one of the real turnarounds. I think prior to that, there was a lot of pressure on the regulatory side to do these things. But utilities are finding, and especially through some of the regulatory recovery models, that this is attractive business for them and actually really good business. And that's been something we believe for the last 20 years, but we're finding it's more widely accepted today.
Has that been filling in the map then? I think you and I go back a bit, and you know, I think energy efficiency certainly got a toehold some time ago in certain kind of corners of the U.S., but not necessarily everywhere. Has that trend begun to sort of fill in the map, if you will, so that utilities across the U.S. are looking sort of more broadly about this as an opportunity for them?
I think, and obviously it varies state by state. Obviously, the West Coast has been longtime advocates of energy efficiency and very heavily involved, especially with throughout the Northwest. The Northeast has been very involved and, continuous involvement for the last 40 years in those markets. But what we haven't seen is really a groundswell of participation throughout the Midwest, throughout the Southwest and the Southeast. And we're seeing that today. And I think the interest from utilities follows some of the obvious interest, as you have things like Rule 111D proposed by EPA. I think that utilities recognize that, there are going to have to be some changes made in how they do business. And so I think it's incumbent upon all participants and all stakeholders to really recognize how the regulatory compact has to change. So if we want utilities to sell less of their product, then we have to create regulatory models that incentivize them to do so.
That's a great
I know not
comment.
Everyone shares that belief, but I do believe that.
That's a great comment, Glenn. And in fact, there's so many articles written almost daily, it seems, concerning this sort of existential threat, if you will, for the utility business model. And, granted for, really since the history of electric utilities, the business model has been built a bit on a throughput model. Clearly times have changed. So how real do you think this existential threat to the business model is, and how do we look at that business model evolving so that it preserves the role of energy efficiency in the market?
That's a great question, Stan. I think the threat is very real. If you look at the growth in kilowatt hour sales and the growth in therms, depending on whether you're electric or gas utility, if you look at the last 5 years, that's relatively flat. Now, some of that has been due to a very poor economy, but in a number of states where utilities have been very actively engaged in energy efficiency, they're actually turning back the meter. Demand is going down. And, you know, while we in the industry cheer that and applaud what we're doing and the difference that we're making, both from the environmental side but also from the economic side, we've also got to keep in mind that in a number of those states, the model was built on throughput. And if utilities, which I happen to believe are going to be the last line of defense in terms of reliability for customers, even with a distributed grid, I think the utility is still going to be there. And I think we have to look at different models that help cover the cost of the investments that have been made for the last 30 to 40 years so that utilities can become whole, but also help educate them on how they can better serve the customer. Most utilities, if you look at the C-suite, a lot of those folks come from the financial background because they had to build and finance power plants. They had to build and finance large-scale transmission distribution lines. That requires a heavy investment, and the financial acumen is absolutely essential. But as we have the opportunity to look at building a better customer relationship, increasing the number of offerings that customer and choices that customers have, both in energy efficiency and possibly even for renewable energy, for utilities to build community solar, to build, you know, the things that we think our industry is very positive about, there's got to be a financial return, and there are ways to do that. And really, our company's been built on that since our inception, is we thought there's just a better way to do business, and we want to help our clients, who are in most cases the utilities, succeed with their customers.
And as part of that, certainly helping the utilities get a better understanding of customer needs on the other side of the meter, and how much do you see your company's involvement in helping your utility clients get a better handle on that?
That's a large part of what we do is, in twofold, you know, we think that the barriers to people adopting energy efficiency haven't changed much, unfortunately, in the last 30 or 40 years. People don't know what, being efficient means. They don't know how to hire a contractor, by and large, in most markets. That's getting better. They see an 8-SEER air conditioner that they may have outside labeled high efficiency and don't know how that's different from the least efficient they could buy today, which is a 13-SEER. And then they have special needs. I mean, school districts, for example, where we started in energy efficiency, don't open their doors to save money on energy. They open the door to save money or to educate students. And what we've taught them is, you know, your objectives are not mutually exclusive. We can, you know, within your current budget, help you become more efficient. And, you know, we found that in each step along the way, if we address those barriers to energy efficiency, as well as providing some financial incentives, and as well as educating our utility clients, we can accomplish the fact of helping their clients become more efficient, at the same time give our clients a much better understanding of how their customers want to be interacted with. And that, again, is a large part of what we do, both in terms of marketing communications and technical information that we provide to customers that participate in programs, and even the account managers that work directly with them.
Great, great. That's a great response. Well, let me change just a bit. Certainly, you're absolutely right. Energy efficiency is no longer just about light bulbs and appliances these days. In fact, we're finding energy efficiency opportunities in so many new and different end uses that were just not part of our viewpoint about energy efficiency a decade or two decades ago. Clear Result recently had a big success in helping REI gain some more efficiency in its data center. I'm wondering if you could tell us just a little bit about your work with these folks and about this project.
Sure. There with REI, we worked with them really to help, and it's really the first step with any of the industrial facilities that we work at or large data centers, and it's really helped them understand, what does long-term look like, and let's develop a master plan. But with them, we saw an opportunity to implement a custom waterside economization system that provides free cooling for 99% of the year, which has huge energy savings opportunities. We also rolled out some in-row cooling units across the server racks, and we consolidated their equipment down from 4 UPS systems down to 2 UPS systems and eliminated all their PDUs. The results were incredible. We enabled REI to realize a 93% reduction in their cooling energy, which saved them over 2 million kilowatt hours and improved their power PUE, or their power usage effectiveness, by 50%. This is something we helped REI. We've done it for a number of other facilities where we've been able to reduce 90% or more of their cooling load. And obviously, cooling load accounts for about half of their energy use in data centers. So, again, it's focused on the long term. A lot of folks have been focused, I think, with data centers really on server consolidation and other aspects. And we decided to really focus on the mechanical systems and the power systems.
Very nice. And I'm guessing you help them in relationship to work with the utility to receive some incentives for this project?
Very large incentive they received on that.
So that's been a sweet deal. Not only are they getting more efficient data center operation, but actually getting some significant financial buy down of the cost of that particular project. And you provided the full kind of interface for those utility incentives as well.
We did.
That's fantastic. Well, that's a great story, and I think it underlines, I think, the notion of just how much opportunity there is out there when we start to think about working, particularly in the commercial and industrial sectors. Well, I have a last question for you, if you don't mind, if I can just keep
Fire
you
away.
In line here for just a few more minutes. But I have to ask, Clear Result is a company that's growing by leaps and bounds. And certainly for us here in the Northwest, most noticeably, certainly by your recent acquisition of PECI. But you're in multiple markets now across the United States, really across the globe in terms of your consulting footprint. So, Glenn, what's the secret to your success?
Well, one, we have great people. That's the secret to our success, is that it doesn't revolve around me. It revolves around some of the great team members that we have, like some that you and I spoke about earlier. But our desire has not been for growth so much. It has been really to build a platform that we can work with any utility anywhere in the globe and any utility customer. And that requires us to have skill sets across the board, and that's what we've been trying to build over the last several years. We acquired PECI because they have done a tremendous, first, they're, you know, the institutional knowledge within the organization is tremendous. They have incredibly talented people. The same with APT, which is Applied Proactive Technologies out of Springfield, Massachusetts. They are probably the best in the world at really understanding consumer products. And lastly, we acquired a company out of Boulder called Populous. And one of the things that they brought to us was really a completely different perspective in how to look at engaging end-use customers in energy efficiency. They had a concierge approach. And I think our industry especially has really focused a lot on technical knowledge and deep technical expertise. They approached it from the other side and said, really, what most consumers want to know is, what do other smart people do? And how do those smart people make those choices, and how do they finance them or fund them? And so their approach has been to say, this is what smart people do. When people say, what should I do, we tend to speak in technology. And so it's really a people-first, building-second approach. And so that's been the secret. Let's bring on let's build the best platform of industry experts so that we can work across the globe. And that's ultimately our goal.
Well, Glenn, Clear Result clearly has great team members. And from my perspective, they got great leadership as well. So thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today. We appreciate the interview.
Thank you, Stan. I appreciate your time.
Great. And to all our listeners, stay in touch for the next Green Talk.